Welcome to this podcast. Calliope Awards for 2008 were presented on Thursday, May 1st. This event was sponsored by the Languages and Literature Division, the Liberal Arts Division, and the Lyceum Committee of the Annandale Campus of Northern Virginia Community College. Now you will hear ESL students read from their essays. Third prize, Sung-Chul Kim for My Favorite Place.
Hello, first, thank you for my instructors, Ching-er and assistant Hank. I want to tell them thank you, and I just read a little of my essay. Okay. What is your favorite place? That was the question in composition class when I was in high school. I still remember that someone said his favorite place was his bathroom. He was flaky. I said that my favorite place was a movie theater. It is still my favorite place, especially Gangbyeon CGV. I have an unforgettable memory in Gangbyeon CGV. I went to there on my first day with my girlfriend in my entire life. We watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith and ate an ice cream in the lounge after the movie. In addition, I asked her out in there. I still remember how it felt like. I will go there first if I visit Korea. I like Gangbyeon CGV very much since I'm a moviegoer, can enjoy the nice scenery of Seoul, and have an unforgettable memory there. Actually, my ex-girlfriend and I promised to meet her 30th birthday at the lounge of Gangbyeon CGV. I will go there whether she comes or not on that day. Thank you.
Second prize, Juan Cruz Chavez for The Friendship Circle.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here to share with you. I would like to share part of my essay with you. It says, certainly when you're a kid, you're supposed to have many ways to have fun. That wasn't my case. I was a 10-year-old active kid, light skin, short, and very skinny. Being a kid, I used to have an immense desire for having fun after a long day of school, saturated with numbers and letters. Lacking nice, fancy, and expensive toys, I always tried to find a way to have fun. One day, I was so tired from school, bored, and rummaging around for fun. Therefore, I asked three of my neighbors to walk along the neighborhood with me. After running and jumping down the street for 10 minutes, we suddenly came to a complete stop. It was unbelievable what our eyes were seeing. We were all looking at each other completely astonished. Anibal was a white, skinny, gold-colored hair boy with slanted eyes. However, his eyes turned big as an egg yolk. I was speechless, and my other two friends were crying repeatedly, "Look at that!" I think that we felt the same way that Christopher Columbus did when he discovered America. Indeed, we had discovered our America. It was an America that no one had visited before. All the area was about a quarter of an acre. It was all surrounded by all huge pines, almond, and mango trees. We could smell the trees when the wind was blowing gently alongside them. A small and clear water lake was behind the trees, full of ducks swimming and waiting to be fed for us. The large trees formed an outside circle, and a little garden full of beautiful red, white, and yellow roses surrounded by stunning flowers was located in the middle of the circle. The most wonderful feature of our friendship circle was the sunset. Seeing the giant luminary hiding in the horizon was the most extraordinary event I ever seen. We could miss anything but the sunset. This place was definitely unique. It was the whole nature for us only. Thank you very much.
First prize, Yuri Hart for My Mother's Hands.
First of all, I would like to thank my instructor, Ms. Wallen. Without her, I wouldn't be standing up here. Writing, it was my weakest subject in my life, and I am so proud of myself, thanks to Ms. Wallen. Every time I visit my mother's house, I look at photo albums of my childhood. I spend hours sitting on the floor and flipping one page to another. It doesn't only bring back memories, but it has a magical power to make a grown-up become a child again. Last summer, I visited her again after my 5 years of overseas tour. I was going through the album as usual, and then one of the photos froze me. I was almost shocked and couldn't take my eyes off my children, laughing and playing in my mother's well-maintained garden. The 35-year-old photo of my mother and me gives me a chance to evaluate my behavior as a child and as a mother. First, the photo brings me a shame of a comment I made to my mother when I was a child. The hands of the woman in the photo catch my eyes almost instantly. Her hands look 60 years old, even though she's in her 30s. They look strong and tough, dehydrated like a dried apricot, and show countless wrinkles and greenish blood veins. I used to say, "Ouch, your hands hurt me," almost every time she touched my face because of her dried fingertips. However, my hands right now appear exactly the same as hers, and the reaction I receive from my children is the same too. I recognize that the appearance of our hands is the result of hard work to gather a family tight. I should have been proud of my mother's hands. I wouldn't have recognized it if I didn't have my own family. When I look at the photo of my mother and me from 35 years old, I find regrets as a child and as a mother, and also guilt for the future. This photo will continue disciplining me to become a good mother, and it reminds me to stop and judge my motherhood. Thank you.
This is the final podcast of Calliope Awards for 2008. The Calliope Committee is grateful to the many students who submitted their writing and artwork for consideration this year. Special thanks go to the following offices, divisions, and committees for their continued and generous support of Calliope. Office of the Provost, Office of Student Development, Division of Languages and Literature, Division of Liberal Arts, Lyceum Committee, Languages and Literature Events Committee, Media Manager and Staff of the Nova Office of Public Information and Publications, and the faculty and students of the Annandale campus in Creative Writing and Arts courses. Robert Brown of the Technology Application Center is Technical Director of this podcast. I'm Shirley Noon.